Tonight we would be studying, Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread. But what I want to study and what I want you to concentrate on in terms of again, in line with the theme of Teach Us to Pray, is forgiveness. The Lord's Prayer assumes several things, if you look at it. The Lord's Prayer assumes two things that modern culture and the modern world doesn't see. The Lord's Prayer assumes, number one, that you have forgiven yourself, and number two, that you've forgiven everyone else, otherwise you couldn't even be in that position. And the reason it assumes that is that's what the law assumes. You couldn't have gotten into the tabernacle, into the closet to pray in the first place, unless those two conditions had been met. Now, the reason that you have to have those two conditions met is because before you go to God in prayer, you must be debt-free. And the law and the scriptures and Jesus Christ himself considered a trespass as a debt that had to be paid. It must be met. Can everybody understand that a little bit? Now, the way in which you make payment on your debt, if you have not forgiven yourself, is by you must create another God and you must make offerings to that God. That's his primary problem. Because I wouldn't accept his offerings, he went ballistic. I accepted them for years. But something turned off. The debt that you owe internally is paid externally. And we spent years and years and years talking about how much God has forgiven you of, therefore you must forgive others. But all of that is meaningless gibberish and intellectual pablum unless you have forgiven yourself. Now the evidence that you have forgiven yourself is that you accept the way you are without any hint of the need to change. If you're fat, you're fat. If you're skinny, you're skinny. If you're ugly, you're ugly. But you quit paying debt to these idiotic gods of your fathers in your... If you believe you're eternally flawed, agree with your adversary quickly. Because you are. Otherwise, we get into this sentimental bullshit. And I'm tired of sentiment. Something has turned in me in the last few days. Whether or not anybody can tell it or not, it has.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I put up with it.
What do you mean by sentiment? What is that?
Well,
to these gods that you're talking
the
about?
Sentiment is the idea of feeling sorry for someone and giving them kudos and little offerings to try to help them mollify the flesh. Does everybody understand that? I just feel so ugly. Oh, I just feel so bad and so ugly. Oh, that's all right. You really look nice tonight. I really appreciate you. You're right. You're an ugly bitch. Whatever the name, whatever it is. I mean, stop the... Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors deals with the second tablet of the Ten Commandments. Hallowed be thy name is the first tablet, which is the four commandments that have to do with your relationship to God. And forgive us our debts has to do with the second tablet, or the last six of the Ten Commandments. Okay, the first tablet of the Ten Commandments had the first four of the Ten Commandments on it. And those are the ones that deal with man's relationship to God. The second tablet of the Ten Commandments have on them the last six of the Ten, and they deal with man's relationship to man. Hallowed be thy name and all it mean, all its fullness and its majesty deals with the first four of the Ten Commandments. Forgive us our debts deals with the second tablet, or the last six of the Ten Commandments. Now, in the verb tense, this is in what's called the aorist tense, and it means it's completed action in the indefinite past. It's already completed, both the empowerment to forgive yourself was already dealt with. Therefore, having not forgiven yourself, which sounds, it becomes your offering, your own redemption, gives you an excuse to feel badly, gives you an excuse for your failures, gives you an excuse for your inability to deal with people. If you cannot forgive yourself, it is as though Christ never lived, and there is absolutely no negotiation with that. It must be dealt with severity. Oh, I just don't know how to forgive myself. Well, tough luck, you're not in the chosen. Does that scare you? I hope it does. Oh, I just can't seem to forgive myself. Tough. Because man, there's no man on the face of the earth that can teach you to forgive yourself. If somebody tries, they're entering a domain that's exclusively God's. And you'll make a disciple that's twice the child of hell that you are. All you can do is know the fear of God. The only reason someone can't forgive themselves is because they've finessed it. In other words, they can't forgive themselves in order that they can maintain their own self-deity and have the right to judge other people. It's not an act of, oh, I'm trying so hard. It's an act of total and complete rebellion against the deity of God. Now, I don't want anyone here to leave the room tonight unless you understand what I just said. As long as you can feel that you are better than one other person, then you can be king of a world, maybe a real little one, or queen. But once you know you are the chief of sinners, and that your only existence is based on his mercy, then you cannot judge. It's not that you shouldn't, you cannot. Does anybody believe this? Yeah, but if I'd have told you this stuff 20 years ago, you'd have run out of the room with blood hollering out your ears.
I was thinking that very thing. This is so easy to hear right now. I don't know what to do. But I was thinking, you know, I don't think I would have heard that.
All right. Where are you, Harry? You're not, this doesn't frighten you?
It frightens me when you say, where are you? I wasn't right. And then I go, am I someplace I shouldn't be?
You have spent the last 3 or 4 weeks telling me that you couldn't forgive yourself. Or agreeing with me when I've told you that you hadn't forgiven yourself. Now, I've just said that there is no excuse. That doesn't cause you to maybe want to know the fear of God. So, okay, as long as you're all right with it.
You see it like trampling the blood of Christ